I used to think, do you remember when alcohol in cartoons was, it was a bottle that had three X's on it?
You thought they were drinking cum?
I thought they were drinking porn. I was very confused by that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how would they be drinking?
Because I remember learning as a child XXX meant porn. But then I also remember that it was like what they'd like drink in cartoons.
Well, they probably did that in the West because nobody knew how to read.
Yeah, you sign your name by putting an
Can
X.
Can you imagine how... I feel like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, the Industrial Revolution was a mistake. The Technological Revolution was a mistake. I think teaching people how to read was really...
Literacy was a mistake.
That was the one that was bad.
Yeah.
I think about, like, how nice my life would be if I just didn't know how to read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would change?
What do you mean, what would change?
You couldn't get anywhere because you couldn't read, like, road signs.
Yeah, but you would learn... directions and shit.
No, I would just get around like I used to. I used to never know the names of roads. Piggyback I just knew rides. How to fucking get
you just
places.
Know this is a building and yeah. I turn here.
I'm a tracker.
Yeah, a tracker. You
know? Nick would crouch down and taste the ground.
Just smelling, smelling the dirt and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would follow the hot girl with her pussy scent. You would catch your pussy scent in the wheat in the winds.
That's good. Yeah, before I had a phone, I used to do that all the time. I'd go to the grocery store. I want milk. I'm on the other side of the store.
Because
some girl fucked up and wore pajama bottoms.
Oh, man. That used to be such a hot look.
Yeah, the rolled down pajama bottoms.
Rolled down pajama bottoms and a spaghetti strap your tank top.
Fat fucking ass.
I'm about to get hard.
This dumb bitch. Excuse me? Sorry, I'm looking for the milk.
I'm looking for milk.
I'm trying to buy
Leave
milk.
Me alone.
I don't know how to read.
Damn.
Fucking bitch, I want to pull those fucking pajamas.
I'll pull your fucking pajamas.
I just want to pants you.
She's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, shut up.
Shut up, you bitch.
Shut up.
I don't know what's up.
I don't
what's
know
up
what
you?
Is. Would I? Can I go, please?
Can I please just?
Can I please leave? Can I leave the store? Thank you.
Oh my God, you bitch!
Do you want to hang out later? Shut up! Just shut up for once.
Damn, dude, I'm horny for spaghetti straps now.
Yeah.
I love those girls so much.
Yeah.
And they just suck off like adults. They wouldn't fuck us.
You mean the teenagers we were horny for?
Yeah, like 15-year-old girls that would like smoke cigarettes in the park and suck off adults.
Yeah, well, I got good news for
and
you.
Wear
Adam.
Fucking pajama bottoms
Adam,
and spaghetti straps.
I got good news for you.
What?
You're an adult now.
Mm-hmm. Now I can get sucked off by one of those children.
Damn, it's
who
time
were
to...
all these adults that were getting blowjobs from these bad girls?
Well,
it was you, dude. That's your it's your opportunity.
Yeah. I've never done it.
The ascension of Adam.
I'm
Friedman.
Not going to continue that cycle that hurts young boys like me. Where the girls I love, they're like, sorry, I have to go smoke cigarettes and suck off adults.
Those are the real victims.
Fuck
the boys that are their age.
Those boys need to learn. Look, China took all the pussy away, and those boys are doing better than anybody else.
That's true.
That's how you build a soldier.
China took all the
took
pussy.
All the pussy away.
They fucking they killed it. Mm-hmm. China said, we're killing the pussy.
No more pussy.
Too
no
much
pussy. Start making
We got too much
factory.
Damn pussy. We need some factories.
We need some fucking workers.
We need some
make
motherfucking
phones.
Workers.
No fuck, you make a phone.
And now China's filled with guys that are like, damn, I would get my dick hard, but I'm just more excited about getting to work. Fucking, I love just working 12, 15 hours a day.
Yeah, because that way you never have to think about not getting pussy.
Eating imitation rat for dinner. I love being Chinese. I don't know how else to put it. I love not getting pussy.
Working 18 hours and eating fake rodents for stew for dinner.
Yeah. No, I had my pants fall down because I had to eat my belt. I had to cook my belt down into a soup. And wait until the leather turned in, made a nice
it
soup
fucked
stock.
Up and gave me a leather belt. You know that's dinner time.
You know my Chinese ass going to eat that
my
belt.
My Chinese ass make leather belt stir fry out of this shit.
You know my Chinese ass ain't going to be wearing no damn belt in the fabric.
That is so true.
My no pussy Chinese getting
my no pussy.
No, my no pussy ass. Getting motherfucking Chinese ass. Gonna turn this belt into lunch.
Yeah. That was a smart move.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think America would look like if we got no pussy?
What?
What would happen to our society if there was no pussy?
We'd be back on top in 10 years.
Interesting.
You think it would focus us? You think that there's been too much smashing, and that's why we're on the decline?
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like women are like, when men are in charge, they're fighting all the time. And it's like, well, they're fighting all the time when there's women around. So kill all the women.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
You know? I was thinking maybe send them to Pussy Island.
No, you don't send them to Pussy Island.
That's where you take a vacation.
We take all
the
American
you have to
women.
Like earn a trip to Pussy Island.
We take all the American
so
women.
So you work really hard at the factory
exactly.
for a weekend at Pussy Island right. every 5 years.
But Pussy right. Island is just like a fake place like Shell Beach in Dark City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has memories of Pussy Island, but no one's been there. There's no way to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's one way to go about it.
No, you kill all the women.
No, see, I don't know.
I don't know, Nick. You keep going back to
it. Maybe get mad about this like it's feasible. I'm talking about an ideal situation.
He's saying, in the best case scenario.
To kill all the women in the world. Like, how could you say that? It's like, well, it's a fantasy.
It's a fantasy. I don't have that many bullets.
There's no way I could do that. You leave one, she'll probably shit out 35 more out of her pussy.
That is so true.
Yep.
I hate when girls shit out.
Dude,
35
they just keep
girls.
Making more girls
out of their pussy.
And I don't have time to fuck them all, and it makes me mad.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go back to my no pussy getting factory and work 27 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's right.
Eating boiled down koosh balls.
Making tea out of socks.
Yeah, right. I'm getting paid in novelty pencil erasers. little pandas and little animal figurine erasers
mm-hmm.
is my paycheck.
Yes, sir.
And I don't give a shit because I know that one day we're going to finish this bomb that we're going to drop on New York City. And then we can go there and get all of their pussy.
Mm-hmm.